with Takunation UK, and as usual we have our animes, new ones, and I'm doubling in because I'm completely shattered after last weekend's MCM, so if I do not talk any sense at all this week, you understand why. So let's go straight on to the anime. So the first one is, if I can get my tablet to load up, Bonjour, Sweet Patisserie. And I'm going to do that in my terrible French accent. So.
With the most irritating opening theme song ever.
Yeah.
Bonjour. It's like, oh God, please don't.
It's very much, it's like you said before, Noita Prince Summer.
Uta no Prince Summer, but with pastry chefs.
Yeah. Alex, do you want to go into it?
If you know what Uta no Prince is, you could probably guess this is most likely based off a dating sim. I have no idea. It looks like it would be. You meet a new character, lovely girl, pink hair. Oh, look, she's a scholarship student. She's mysteriously made it into this really high-ranking pastry school. Yeah, MC, yeah. Yeah, we know what you did. she's got the happy, happy, cheerful friend, because you can't have not have that. And the rival, who is a irritating bully with far too much money than sense, and a life supply of supposedly handsome pastry chefs.
Yay!
And one extremely grumpy one. It's the typical romance, oh, let's get close to each guy in different episodes. We have the grumpy redhead, because if he's a redhead, he's got to be fiery. We've got the serious purple-haired Japanese guy, the blonde, irritating French one, and the... can't remember his name.
He just likes chocolate.
That just likes chocolate. Yeah, he's... I don't get him.
No.
He's the only one that doesn't seem to have a trait, which is really distracting.
He likes using chocolate. That's his trait.
That's his trait. Chocolate.
Yeah, he said, like, oh, I like making pastries with chocolate. And I was like, okay.
I was just like,
where are you from? I don't even know.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just know it's just the only fact. Oh, yeah, and we've got an irritating head teacher that keeps spying on the main girl.
Yeah.
She's really
the headmistress. Yeah.
Well, I think she's just like a secretary.
Oh, she's not even a headmistress.
I don't know if she. I don't know if she's a headmistress. It's really hard to tell.
I think she is.
She is?
Yeah, because, like,
I thought she was a top-ranking teacher.
Well, you know the bit where the rich spoilt brat girl is like, oh, you're a scholarship student. That means, like, you're poor. And it's like, oh, for real? Okay. Oh, and then she came out and she was like to the girl. The girl wasn't even arguing at all, scholarship girl. Yeah, she was like, oh, you're arguing on your first day. Oh, I feel like maybe it's been a mistake that we had you, like, brought in on a scholarship. I'm like, what? You can't just bring in a student on a scholarship and then tell them that if they're not even doing anything wrong. So it just like seems like, yeah, she seems like a jerk.
She's going to be constantly watching for the, you cannot have love with the students.
Yeah. Oh, is it love between students or between the teachers?
Students and teachers, it's banned, so you can't have it between anyone. And it's like, it's a boring ass school.
Yeah, so weird.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm going to say upon it, definitely eye candy, because they make candy, but I'm sure anyway.
Hey,
yeah. I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
It's just mindless.
It's
very average.
It's so cliche. I will admit, I love the fact that the guy stood up for the main girl by literally calling the other the high and mighty
octopus
girl. I can only describe her as a mean girl, you know, like the classic movie.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, I was thinking that.
Rich girl. I like rich girls, but she's just mean.
Yeah. She was like, very nice.
Stupid. God, yes. My pastry sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, caviar. Oh, God, that made me sick. Even watching that.
The food looks very nice. Like, I guess because it's so short each episode, the artwork's done really well.
I'm actually glad the episodes are the length they are.
I kind of like they go on for longer.
I kind of wanted it to be a little bit longer because it's like, you kind of get like a taste for it and then it's like, oh, it's over. Mm. And it's like, and then you have to wait ages for the next episode to come out.
That's true, actually, yeah.
It should be like a 12-episode thing, like... if it was a normal show, I'd just watch it and it's like, okay, it's over.
There are actually 24 episodes in all.
Okay, so it's like realistically like maybe 6 episodes.
pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, it was nice that it was just quick. But yeah, it's super cliche.
Very much so.
Very kind of boring main character with no personality.
Yeah, it's going to be the normal. Well, she'll stand up for herself in the end and she'll win like the big thing at school. And that woman, or the head teacher, will turn out to be a twist that she knows her in some way. You can actually write this yourself kind of thing.
It's her mother!
That's what I was thinking.
Are her parents dead?
I think our parents
I don't know.
My parents are dead, sorry.
Because like, the U-turn of Prince one, they never explained that either.
Because like, she has the photo, but there's always the weird sheen over the parents' face. So you can never see them. And it's just like, but you can see her perfectly as a baby. So it's like, I don't understand this. It's dumb.
I never really looked at the picture close enough, to be honest. But I kind of had an inkling what happened to them, so...
He died in the tragic... pastry.
Suddenly it turns into like a murder mystery.
Could be. That could be the twist in the story.
One of the teachers murdered my parents.
What? One of the teachers poisoned one of the pastries they made and her parents ate it and they died.
Jerry McCullough have a dream day with that.
That'd be interesting. Have you suffered a pastry incident? What?
Did the pastry cheat on you? Oh, God. Oh, dear me. I'm very delusional tonight. Okay, moving on to the next one. Orenshi no Fujo Jiju. And this one, it's another 4-minute one. Very quick.
Because I picked really weird ones this week.
Yeah, actually, like I said, these were a blessing that these were so short, the amount of time I didn't have. But... there's only 4 episodes on, or about 4 minutes each. If you want to cut the cut scenes, it'll be like 3 minutes long, or something like that.
And the ridiculously rocky opening theme tune that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it made no sense. Like, the animation on that opening, I was like, wow, this animation is really kind of like nice. And then it's like, oh. That's not what the show's about at all.
No.
Like, really serious opening seems like it's going to be like a dramatic kind of mystery. Or some kind of seinen, and it's like, oh, no, this isn't, no. Not at all.
Just a man and his mermaid.
That's true. Yeah. It's
a merman.
A merman, yes. It's about a guy called Tatsumi who rescues a merman, but he doesn't realise he's a merman until he brings him home and then just dumps him in the bath. And that's pretty much all 4 episodes. It's kind of the interaction between him and the merman. Third episode and the fourth episode, new characters start coming into it. So obviously, we're going to have more water-based...
Lots of extremely not needed rude jokes.
Oh, God, I know.
On the third episode. I was like, whoa, this is getting out of
that room. Was a, that
I was not expecting.
The bit.
That was a very simple
consensual
joke.
Tentacles.
Yeah, that was very...
I was like, when that happened in episode 3,
turn into that.
I was like, yeah.
I thought, oh god, it's Legend of the Yova Fiend all over again. And then he's like, oh, I just massaged you. I thought,
I was like, is
what?
This going to turn into a harem of mermaid?
Oh god.
And octopus is back in, like, tight spaces.
Yeah. Oh.
It was just...
Oh.
What? I will admit, I do like the merman. He's quite funny. He's very kind of not selfish, but
he is selfish.
This. He is, yeah. I want this. I want that.
He's shellfish.
Oh, boom!
Oh.
2 jokes in a row.
Technically, he's not, but still, he's a fish, not a crustacean. But yeah, I think. Oh, I feel so bad now.
Don't feel bad, that was great. Oh, so what did you think of it then?
I liked it when the octopus came into it more.
Yeah.
Then, because the fish dude is just like very short and quick face. Is it meant to be a romance?
I don't know.
I think it's just like a gag series.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a comedy fantasy shoujo. So shoujo maybe it might be love. Maybe?
Yeah, because he keeps on pushing a lot of the time. The main dude keeps on pushing. Like he blushes when he meets up with the jellyfish. But it's more like, oh wow, I don't really have to spend that much money on him. He's really like, all he does is like needs to sit in water and drink some water and he's like happy, but like everybody else, they spend a lot of money on like hot water and also on food. They're always asking for that. I want hamburger. Give me hamburger. Do you have a job? No, you don't. So you don't get to pick what you get
and
to
the mini TV.
Yeah, like, oh, mini TV. It's like, that's going to be like 20,000 yen. It's like, you don't have a job. You don't get to ask for things. Go back to the river.
Well, he said at one point, didn't he? He's like, I'll be a circus freak.
Yeah.
It's money. I just sat there and, oh, no.
No, it's okay. But yeah, I was disappointed that the third episode didn't go any further.
What of Mr. Octopus?
Yeah. Because what usually, if there's anything with, like, tentacles or octopus people, it's usually with like the octopus person is usually a female, I guess. And it's always with a dude. It's like, yeah, and it's like two dudes and it's like, yeah, and they don't look like girls for once, so it's like, yeah. It would have been enjoyable, but nope, it ended. I was sad, so sad. But yeah, it was okay. It's like, it's not like the most amazing show. It's kind of funny, but not super funny. But yeah, it's just like mindless watching like the other series as well, the Bonjour one.
It's good in doses.
Well, yeah, the gag manga is actually more hardcore in places.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
But not that later. Hardcore. Just really suggestive.
Good. I'll read the Doshin. Yeah. If there is any.
Probably is. Mermaids. There probably is. I'm tempted to Google that now, but I shouldn't. No.
Do it.
Ah, none found. Damn.
Give up.
How disappointed we are, you know.
Nope, sadly.
I didn't mind it. I will admit, it was another one you could literally watch in so many minutes and then feel like, oh, well, then that's me.
And it's done. Hey.
Yeah, I like the last character, the jellyfish. He's very shy, but I kind of liked him. Like the way he is adorable, actually.
It's a girl.
I thought that as well. And even in the poster I saw, it looked like a girl.
Yeah.
Well, probably because he has long hair, obviously, because it symbolises water and the jelly. You know, like the structure of a jellyfish.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are any more characters coming into it, but I'm thinking,
One more, I think.
I'm thinking, how many can he fit in that bath? The poor fella's going to have to...
Stand corrected. There's, like, quite a few more.
Oh, my God. He's going to have to go to the Japanese bath and have a bath, I think, in the
end. Is that a frog?
Huh?
Or is it... Oh, no! I have no idea what these are. There's more characters. I see two.
I'm having a look now myself on images.
I think one is a crab and one is a shark.
A crab? A flaming egg?
I am not 100% sure.
It was quite interesting when the octopus said, oh, I've known him for half a century. And I'm thinking, well, you look very good for your age.
They live a bit longer.
That's true. Yep.
I didn't know it was that much longer.
I'm just looking through the images now.
I'm going based on the manga.
Ah, fair enough. Oh, wow, hello. I've just found one photo.
I was slightly wrong then.
It's more of a... I think it's more of a fan drawing of...
fan art.
Yeah, of the... of the merman... I was going to say mermaid then, but no, merman kind of... seductively kissing the Tatsumi.
Oh, that could technically count as stuff they're doing in the manga if they got it a bit too far.
Oh, here we go. I found a picture here that has all of them. Maki is another one. And Kazumi. But I'm guessing Kazumi is a human. And Maki is, I think, a shellfish or a crab? Could
Yeah,
be a
it's like a
crab.
crab, long green bits and glasses.
Oh,
Trying to find out what he is. I think it's one of
well.
those crabs you have, like, in the US as pets. You give them anything and they'll live in a shell,
Yeah,
or
that
she
was
thinks it's a
just.
shell.
Oh, like a
Yeah.
hermit crab.
That's it, yep.
So you get a tiny little hermit crab man.
Aww.
It did actually have it in the picture of him being tiny, because it had, like the zoom in circle, so you could expand what he looked like in another photo. So yeah, I think he is tiny. But I think I'll probably start reading the manga of this, probably because it is literally a four panel one, so that's easy. I like those ones. It's literally, again, on the go, just read them one story each time, and then that's it. So
Order.
yeah, so those are our
It's
animes this week. I don't know how many more have been added onto the anime list for the autumn, but obviously they are starting to come in now a bit
We
more.
have a few
We
more.
have a few more, so that's good.
If Crunchyroll grabbed them.
Yes.
Talking about you, Crunchyroll, I know your magical ability of missing one or two. I won. Damn it.
Could come on.
Maybe. They just have got to get the rights for it. That's the
It's
problem.
yeah, that's true. Sorry if you hear my Facebook notifications at the moment. I'm currently uploading. I'm uploading photos, and obviously people are starting to tag them, and so I my
All
apologies.
the
All
expos.
the expos. My apologies in advance if you hear beep and frap. Yeah. So as Alex said, you can watch those on Crunchyroll, and yeah, brilliant. Okay. Moving on, Expo. Like I said, I'm slowly recovering from
Sounds
it.
like I was saved.
Pretty much. I think there was 120 plus people altogether. Yeah, and this was with the tickets not being sold on the door anymore. So I don't know
Lovely.
what happened there. I don't know. Yeah, so I went all 3 days. I went on Friday. Sadly, I didn't see Daniel Radcliffe because
Boo.
I actually didn't know where to go, if the truth be known. And I heard that the tickets, literally for the raffle to meet him, were gone pretty much straight away. Which is no surprise because if you're a massive Harry Potter fan, then obviously, he's your man. But I think he was only signing stuff for his movie Horns, which is, I think, out this week or next week.
Want to
Sometime.
see that.
Yes, I want to see that as well. More for the fact that I want to see him in something other than Harry Potter.
Also, it looks like one of those things where it's like it starts out really slow and then it suddenly goes into whoa.
Yeah, but it's a Stephen King, so it is going to be something along the lines of that. I've only seen his movies, I've never read any of his books. But then again, I'm not really much of a reader, so that's the reason why. And I know his books can be very in-depth and very long. So, unfortunately, I don't have the attention span to read a good book now and then. So that was on Friday. Vic Mignogna was also there Friday doing photo shoots, I think. At 4:30, but again, I never saw him all weekend. The only one I saw was the voice actor of Wesker, and he did an interesting panel. I forgot to mention this last week. It's probably best I didn't because now it's done. He does a thing in America where he gets people to come up on stage and read out fanfics. But these are like the Lemon fanfics.
These are safe ones.
No.
Ah, they're not
What?
so safe
They're not
ones.
so safe. He actually gets people to come on stage and read out, as well as him, read out, I think it was Resident Evil fanfics.
Oh, jeez.
In voice.
In voice, exactly.
Amazing.
I saw pictures of this and the trailer, and he actually gets, if people are dressed up as the characters, he will get them to come up and do the voices for the characters. And yeah, it was kind of, the tagline was like, oh well, I'll put it this way, you know what I mean. It was at 7 o'clock, I think, in one of the suites, because obviously Expo was shut And because it's a family-run show, I don't think it was one of those things you could actually show in the middle of the halls. And sadly, I did not go to this because I was at Euro Cosplay, but you know, like a little part of you wanted to see what happened? And I don't think anyone has asked on the MCM Expo page or the Facebook page yet of what happened. And I'm quite interested. Maybe someone has and I've missed it, but you know, if you were there, let us know what you thought of it. Was
you'll
it
make Harriet's day.
The thing is, though, I don't read much Resi Evil fanfics. I read other fanfics, but not really one for Resident Evil.
Because it can usually go down the extremely gory route.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, to be honest. And I'm not really into that. I mean, I will admit, I've read a few fanfics in my
gore
time.
Or extremely weirdly placed tentacles.
Oh, jeez.
As you've already had.
Yes, we've already had our fair share today. Though the more
it's not a massage this time.
No.
Nope. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Like I said, Legend of the Other Thing. So, yes, if you have seen it, let us know what it was like. Was it funny? Was it a bit... What the hell
risque.
Happened? Was it risque? I would love to know, actually, what happened. But, oh well, we'll never know. I don't know if he'll be doing it again if he comes back in the UK. If he would, I probably would go see it. So, usual... The guests are Vic Mignogna, Travis Willing, Laura Bailey, Lex... I can't think of all the voice actors now. I'm going bad. And a few others were there. I never saw any of them. See what I mean? My brain is fried. So they were around all weekend. I think they were in the second hall at certain times at the MYM stand. And also Jessica Nigiri was there. Nigiri, is it?
Or is that a type of food?
I have no clue. But her store, oh my goodness, was packed. When I went to the Euro Cosplay before I went in on Saturday, I saw this huge queue and I thought it was for people to go into Euro Cosplay. And then I saw it again on Sunday when I was next to the cosplay desk and I thought, oh, it's blimey, it's good to see people watching the masquerade. And then I saw one of my friends and he was telling me, oh yeah, that's the queue for Jessica. And I went, so why are you sitting here? And he said, well, because we're number 641 in the queue. And I thought, what? So it was kind of a ticket scheme they do at LFCC, you know, where you come back at a certain time and then take it from there. So yeah, they were just sitting there waiting to meet her. I never saw her or Kelly Jean. Because literally the crowd just took over. So that was it. They were swamped. Yeah, it was pretty busy. So yeah, on Friday I dressed as Ninja Brian from Ninja Sex Party. And my good friend Ellie was Danny Sexbang. And I tell you, we did get an awful lot of good responses. There was one guy who was dressed as Mona Bear from Danganronpa. And... he came up to us. Now, this is new, but you know the pregnancy meme that's come up recently?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He basically said...
Did he have a cut out of that?
No, he actually had a pregnancy test.
Oh,
a real one.
A real one. He bought one from Poundland, apparently. He bought two. And he wrote in his Tumblr, typical Poundland, I buy two and there's only one. I had to laugh at that. So he basically said, would you take a photo? I'm doing this thing on Tumblr and people posted it on the MCM group. I didn't know. So
Ninja Sex Party in the background.
Oh my god. Well, this was it. Because Danny of the group is like the nefarious sex addict, such as it were, I was the one who held the pregnancy test.
Oh my god.
And I literally had to pretend to strangle my friend while holding it, while looking really angry. Looking angry while wearing a balaclava is really hard. I can't pull it off. Ninja Brian's the only one who can pull it off. So, and she did this fantastic face of, I swear I didn't mean it, honestly. And it is on Tumblr. I'll put a link on our page so you can have a look at all the other people who done it. I don't know if he posted up any more, but good job. That was really clever, I have to admit. And funnily enough, Ninja Brian did turn up at Expo on Sunday.
Really did?
Yeah. The guy who, Ninja Brian, himself, he came on the Sunday because he lives in London.
Oh, okay.
I've actually been to a couple of his shows in London, in Shoreditch, where he's actually a professor in real life.
Awesome.
I know. I think he studies particle physics. And I told my friend this, and his mind was blown. He's like, what? From someone who does this in the day to someone who sings about these songs at night? What? What the hell? So yeah, he does a couple of shows that I've been to. So when I saw him on Sunday, he was like, hey, Harry, how are you? I'm like, oh, dude, I still can't get over that you know me. Because I tweeted to him saying, oh, I'm going to go to these shows and, you know, I'll spread the word about it. So whenever he sees me, he's like, hey, Harry, how are you? I'm like, dude, Ninja Brian knows me.
And you've cosplayed him.
I know. And he retweeted it on the Ninja Sex Party Twitter account when I posted the link. My friend Ellie, she was in tears. She was just shaking so much. Not so much though. No, actually, she cried more when I actually put her on the phone to Ninja Brian. Yeah, because she couldn't get inside. She was outside, sadly. And he was walking around Sunday tweeting, I'm here, I'm there. So he was walking around meeting the fans, which I really respect. And, you know, he chatted for them for about 10, 15 minutes and then wandered off to another spot. And so I called, I saw him and I said, look, would you mind talking with my friend who was cosplaying as Danny? Actually, when I went up to him first of all, I said, I'm really sorry if I let you down with the costume. He said, not at all. He said, well, I wouldn't have retweeted it otherwise. It was awesome. I'm like, yes. So I called my friend and I said, I have a little surprise for you. So she spoke to him. She was just so happy. So Ellie, if you're listening, I'm sorry I made you cry. I really
on the phone.
On the phone. And I did see her afterwards as well, and she said she was legit crying while she was dressed as Reese from Animal Crossing, so it probably ruined... I hope it didn't ruin her makeup. So, as well as that, Euro Cosplay was on.
Yes.
And I do have the witness here. I tell you something. My gosh, the quality was fantastic this year. One standout one, and he even won the judges' award, which I was really glad. A xenomorph from Aliens.
Oh, wow.
And the second mouth came out.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I missed it. I saw it, but I never took a photo of it. Though I did get a fantastic photo of him in in red lighting, which looked very ominous and spooky, which was awesome. Let me see. I do have it here where the list is. Who won? What? So there was three judges' choices and the three, third, second and first place. Melinda Chan was one of the judges and I met her afterwards. She is so lovely. She's literally been one of my cosplay idols for a long time. She's cosplayed all the main characters out of the first three series of Yu-Gi-Oh! If you haven't seen her work, do. It's fantastic. Her and her husband, they kind of do a lot of joint cosplays. And even her wedding was amazing. It was a Tangled themed wedding.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey.
It was so awesome. Even her dad, who doesn't even dress in costume, he dressed as the king from Tangled to bring her down the aisle. She was dressed in Rapunzel's dress.
Oh.
And so amazing. I'm all bunged up, sorry, excuse me. So yes, the winners. The first judges award was to our UK entry.
Woo!
Which was fantastic. That was of Caitlin Summer from the UK cosplaying as Hannah from Clamp's Gate 7.
Yeah.
The Xenomorph from Sweden, his name was Henrik, he got a judge's choice. And Dora from Bulgaria cosplayed the Headless Horseman from Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, cool.
That was fantastic. She actually came out with the head stuck on her. It fell off, and then what's this from Nightmare Before Christmas started playing. It was fantastic. It was really good. It's amazing the amount of costumes. My friend Chase, he was recording the Euro cosplay beside me, and that's where all the videos he recorded. It's probably just me going, whoa. just amazed. And then you suddenly remember, oh shit, I've got to take photos, you know. So third place was Amphis Ash from League of Legends. That was I'm from Hungary. Second place was Elsa. I'm just trying to find out where she was. Yuri from Spain. And she changed from the Queen Elsa to her snow form, which is really good. And in first place was Kyra from Poland, who was Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, but the thing was, her costume, one of my friends told me afterwards that her costume was made of foam. Like that kind of fabric-y foam. Yeah, like the kind of thing you would see the character wear, like the puffiness of this. And honestly, if you saw the photos, it's on the MCM Buzz website of the winners. Such fantastic detail. Even the shoes are fantastic. And she made three Keyblades. The original Keyblade and the two ones that unlock the chest to get the Keyblade. I forget what they're called. And at the end of the skit, there was the door she was trying to open, and it ended up being Donald Duck naked.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and the sound effects, it was literally a very mad Donald Duck, which is fantastic.
Oh, wow.
So, all deserved. Masquerade, I don't have the winners to hand, but they will be on the website soon, and they'll be on my photography page very soon. And my Facebook has stopped beeping now, thank goodness. For now, I've still got like 40-odd photos to upload. Then I can shut it down. So, Oren, you went as well.
So
what did you think?
I went with two of my friends. One of them was dressed up as Constantine from Hellblazer.
Sweet.
There's a few pictures of her about, and she also went on the Sunday as well. And she was, her and her friend went as Seesaw and the Glow Cloud from Welcome to Night Vale.
Yeah,
their costumes were really cool as well. But it was like the queuing, because we were there from the 11 o'clock onwards.
were general entry.
Yeah, so we were queuing for a bit, like quite a bit. And you're just like, oh man, after the queue, just like, I want to sit down. But we didn't. Also, I had a cold that day.
So
I was like a bit wrecked. So, it was cool. We walked around a lot. We looked at a lot of this. I think we walked around like one convention hall before we had a break.
Was it the big one? Was it the one on the same side as the queue or the other side?
I think it was the bigger one we went into first.
That was the one that had the comic book stuff.
Yeah. We had like
the comic zone, yeah.
Yeah, I had the comic zone because me and my friend were obviously like, oh, how do they set up their tables? And all that kind of stuff, because we want to get one for next year. But, it was really rad. We had like a little break because all of us, we met via like a drawing group. So we all like, whenever we stop, we like eat food and then we're like, yeah, let's draw. So, we went for that. That was really cool. I was wearing my Bullet Club t-shirt. I had a few people like, oh, nice t-shirt. I was like, yeah, because wrestling t-shirt. So,
which one are you wearing wrestling t-shirt?
It's the Bullet Club. They're from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Cool.
Yeah, they got like AJ Styles and the Young Bucks, Luke Gallows, all that kind of stuff. They used to have Fergal Devitt or Prince Devitt was there, but he's obviously been signed to NXT now. But yeah, they're in Japan. They're a bunch of gaijin, basically, in Japan. Being a bunch of chucks of Japanese people was so good. But it was really fun. Sometimes a bit crowded. I saw some Dota cosplayers and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, there was an awful lot. My friend Faye, she's a massive Dota fan as well, and she saw a lot of Dota cosplayers as well.
Yeah, I saw an amazing Sven and Omni Knight. I saw this old dude who was cosplaying as Nature's Prophet. I was like, oh man, you're cool. And then I saw an anti-mage because they had a big section for LoL, for League of Legends. But I don't like League of Legends. So I was like, where's Dota? I've come to Dota play. I don't want to look at League of Legends.
The funny thing was, me and Chase were we were chatting in the Masquerade, and we were saying in the Euro cosplay, we haven't seen any League of Legends cosplayers yet. And then next thing you know, boom, 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 boom.
Tons of them.
It was literally like a buzz. It's like you see, you wait for one, and then they all come at once. It was really funny. But I think Jessica did join the massive League of Legends group outside. A few people did post about it on their Facebook. I was supposed to go to that meet, but I got held up. So it's the annoying thing of you try, you wish you could split yourself in into like 16 people or more, because that's how busy it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I only, well, I say only, I took over 700 photos for the general from Friday to Sunday. And
Jeez.
even then, actually, that's quite high. That's my highest, because usually it's been like 100 per day. So it's not too bad. But Euro cosplay and Masquerade, I still have to go through. It's like 4,000 photos each.
Oh, geez.
I know, I didn't realize it took so many on the Sunday. I think what it was, because a lot of people do performances. You want to, I just literally put it on continuous shot and like snap, 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 snap. And whatever the best photo is, I'll take of that afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the reason why it kind of takes so long to do. But yes, so Expo in all was good. I will admit, like I said, the crowding was pretty bad. But, you know, that's something. I don't know if it can be
Always
improved.
happens.
It always happens, yeah. I think, I don't know. It's up to the people who run it. They hire out the whole hall. I know they started opening up the shutters around 2 o'clock so people can go in and eat. And I think they did that in May. I think they opened up a few more of the halls so people could sit down and relax. So if they did that a bit earlier, maybe that might have solved the problem. Because down the bottom there was hardly as many people as there was nearer the halls themselves, because that's where they have the upstairs seating so you can sit down and relax for a bit. So yeah, I not really more we could say apart from yeah, it was really good. Lots of people there. I didn't see half my friends, unfortunately, because that's the kind of thing that happens at Expo. It's so busy and people are doing stuff, and you know, you lose track of time. Saturday is quite long because you have an extra 2 hours, but then on Sunday you've lost two or three. So Sunday is literally, oh god, gotta get everything done, blah, 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 you know, get ready. It literally is. And luckily the Masquerade didn't start till 4, so I had a bit of time to do more stuff before getting ready for that. But yes, so it was busy, busy, busy. I know. And my knees have now started to regain their composure, because I literally have to kneel a lot when I'm in the Masquerade. Because you have other photographers and you're like, oh, I want to get this shot. I don't want to have like someone's head at the bottom. So that can be a bit annoying. But yes, I shall stop babbling now. I only
No.
saw Aisha very briefly Friday when it was she was running off. She was like, oh hi Harry, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna see you later, bye. She ran off. She was in her Disgaea cosplay, the penguin girl. I can't remember her name, you know, like she's the human girl but wears the penguin hat, and the
Prinny.
that's yeah, I think it's human Prinny. And then Saturday she was in her Gohan cosplay, and I took photos of her in the massive Dragon Ball Z group. That was amazing. The guy who ran it, he was very well organized. All right, you're gonna do this next, and you're gonna do that next, and you do a massive Kamehameha, and it was very well organized, I will admit. And in the background of the sun, it was just like everyone who was dressed as Goku and Gohan, their orange was just like, oh, shining through. It was fantastic. But yes, let us know what you thought of Expo and what you think. I don't know, it could be done to improvement if you didn't think it needed to improvement. What did you enjoy about it? Did you follow our advice and actually bring food and
Can you convince me to go?
yeah.
We shall see.
We shall see. I'd say if you're able to, go to like the little ones, like Midlands, Birmingham, Manchester. That's if you want to travel.
Yes, the travel.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to go to all of the MCMs. I tell you, I'd love to have gone to the one in Ireland. Because in Dublin, that's not too far from where I live in Ireland. So it'd be fantastic to go there one time and just go around just taking photos.
Yeah.
It was quite sad. We only had one Irish representative in Euro Cosplay.
No, it's because there's not many.
No, it was literally Ertcon or Ertcon, how you pronounce it.
Ercon. I have no
Ertcon.
idea.
I don't know. I can't speak well. I'm Irish and I can't do an Irish accent. How terrible is that? Yeah, so it was only one entry. She was very good. I will admit, it was a World of Warcraft entry. That was a lot of. We had a lot of World of Warcraft entries, and then the Masquerade as well on the Sunday.
Ooh.
So yes, I think that's all I can talk about. So yes, this weekend I'll talk about this very briefly. Me and Alex, we're off to
Yay!
see we're off to see the Final Fantasy concert, Distant Worlds.
My wallet! Damn Square Enix! I'm going
Oh
to
no.
enjoy it a lot, but oh god, I'm gonna go to
Bring
this store.
tissues, you will cry.
I know one song's gonna set me off, and that's Answers.
Oh god, yes. And the thing is, Susan Calloway will probably be there to sing it
Oh
live.
god damn it, woman! Oh,
Erisfeme, Eyes
that
on
doesn't get me.
Me. Really?
It doesn't, because I never completed seven properly.
Oh,
I
damn it.
completed it, but I cheated. So I never got
Don't.
to that theme. It's fine.
Eyes on
What
Me makes me cry.
else?
There's two versions of it, but the one that they play, I think Love Grows is the one that they play
They had a
at the.
list of what they were playing, and then it disappeared off the website, and I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
I think it's so it doesn't spoil what's going to happen.
Well, they gave a brief list of, like, this is the ones we played before, this might be what we play again.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a theme this year, but I know last time it was the 25th anniversary, so it was all the popular songs of each game. So it
They're
was
probably
literally.
gonna have all the stuff from leftover from Final Fantasy XIV Fan Festival, which was last week.
Might do. I know a few of my friends went to that, and it looked amazing, actually. I
It was
will
a lot
admit.
bigger than I thought it
Yeah, there was a boat there and everything.
was. It's like there was Behemoth there. I was like, damn! I probably should have got a ticket, but it was expensive, if I remember rightly, the tickets.
Yeah,
£45, I think it was, for a
if
normal, and 65 plus for the VIP, which sold out in an hour.
yeah,
Okay, that didn't last very long.
it's pretty much when the tickets went on sale, they were gone.
Yeah, no, the normal ones were still up, I think about 5 hours after I checked.
Okay.
Because I only found out because people on the game are like, hey, have you got a code via email for the tickets? Yeah. Can I have it? No. Why? Because I'm in the UK and you're in a different country, and it won't work. Ha! But I want a ticket. Good luck. Find someone else. Can't help you. Sorry, it's mine. Never used it.
Mine alone.
No, because if you played the game, you got early access
Oh, I
to
see.
the tickets. So we all got given codes via email so we could buy two tickets each. And there was a load of people going, but I want to take like three or four people, so I need another code. And so all of us were just like flogging the codes in game, going, who wants it? Give me a 1,000 gil and I'll give you the code. Actually, 1,000 gil is a bit cheap. But yeah. Yes, horrible people we are.
10,000 gil.
I'd rather have 1 million.
Million gil.
1 million gil. I can't even buy a bloody house in game with that. Damn. No.
Oh.
But no, I can't wait till Saturday because it's going to be so much fun.
And then Sunday.
I'm on holiday! Yay! Have an early morning flight. Crap.
Sunday night, I'm off. Me and David are off to. Actually, yeah, David, myself, David, my two friends, and Alex are off to Final Fantasy on Saturday. And on
Sunday. We're buggering off Sunday.
On Sunday, it's me and David going to see Video Games Live.
Ooh, good luck with that.
I know, I've seen it on YouTube. It looks fantastic. But this is like the first concert they've had in like a long time. Especially in the UK, because I think they do it all around the world. I only found this out today, but I think the creator of Journey is going to be there. And the music in that game is incredible. I mean, if you have not played Journey, play it. For the love of God, play that game. It's so beautiful.
Simple game. It still makes you bloody cry because that music.
Oh, yeah, and the lead up to it. I've played it.
I got all the stuff.
I know, I'm the same. I've played it several times. I never get sick of it. I even have the soundtrack. I have the CD and I have the digital downloads. That's how obsessed I am with this game. It's just amazing. I still remember when I showed my friend Mel the first time. And that's what inspired her to do the Journey cosplays. So she was the white traveller, I was the red traveller. But it'd be really good. I mean, it's going to be a wide variety. If they play Castlevania and Sonic and stuff like that, like retro stuff, I'll be just like, you know.
I want to go, but I can't.
I was lucky because David got me the tickets for my birthday. Funny enough, that's how I got the ticket for Final Fantasy. My friend bought it for my 30th, so.
And I tricked him to get me another one.
Oh, well, I asked her to get it and she got it. That was Yay. It. We're going to go out for a big meal. Not a big meal, probably McDonald's or something beforehand, before we head off and walk amongst the people.
Hey.
I tell you something, we're getting a cab back to Victoria.
Yay, good. I'm happy to sub that.
Yeah, because. No, we're not going via the underground.
No, it's going to be a pain.
I've done that once, never again. Because I can't handle crowds myself, and literally because the underground part where you walk down underneath the, you know, the museum, that's shut. So you have a long walk all the way to the next station.
Ah, oh well.
So yeah, don't do what my friend did. Wore high heels. Yeah.
No. Oh no, no pain.
No, no. I just wearing flats. I mean, I'll be wearing smart casual because. I did dress up for it once, and I stood out like a sore thumb. And I know it'll be cosplayers or people just like dress smartly. So I'll probably just wear like black trousers and a nice top. I'd love to wear one of my graphic shirts, but I don't think it would mix.
Probably not.
Especially in the Royal Albert Hall, you know.
Well, they don't usually dress too smart, do they?
No, not really.
Nah. I wear a dress anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you wear it. I mean, the one I wore, it was bright blue, sleeveless, and no straps. So, yeah, you can see why I stood out. So.
I was tempted to do a character costume, but I can't be bothered last minute.
Yeah, you said you were going to do a cosplay, weren't
yeah,
you?
I saw Shiva for 14, and I was like, oh, I can turn. No, I can't. No. No, her casual outfit, no. Makes no sense. Too many little silvery bits and... yeah.
It can be done if you do it quick, I suppose. But actually, funny enough, I saw a Vincent last time and he was dressed in a suit, but with the cape on him.
Oh, awesome.
It was really cool. So they do go out there, the cosplayers, and dress in the smart way, but cosplay at the same time, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, but I was like, oh, I can't really do Shiva. I could do this Shiva, because she's got a human version.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's still effort.
So much effort.
Maybe next time. Maybe I'll do her costume next time. If I'm lucky.
I think they're going to keep touring. I wouldn't be surprised if they have it again next year, to be honest. Because it's a good running thing to have. I mean, tickets, depending on where you sit, can be expensive, but if you have the stalls, they're about £30 at the top. At the bottom, where we are, I think it's about 50, something like that. Yeah. But we're near the stage, that's what I mean. It depends where you want to sit. And obviously there's VIPs as well, but they, like the FanFest, they went instantly. Because you get to meet the composer, a couple of creators of Final Fantasy, and the singers as well.
Good.
Yes. So that will be fun, and we'll be talking about that next week.
Yay!
Oh no, it'll probably just be
I
me!
I won't be here!
Oh. Oh dear. Well, we could talk about it in the following week, just a quick update, what you thought of it. No doubt, I'll probably say if you cried or not.
You're watching me now, aren't you?
Not really. Do you know what? I'll be so mesmerised. People don't realise I cry because it's dark, so no one can see you. It's only when I just get the tissue, I'm like wiping away my tears. That's when you know I'm crying. So yeah, Alex, you're going to see me cry for the first time.
I do what I do. I pretend to wipe my nose. I'm totally not crying.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like that in the cinema. I'm like, no, I'm just wiping my nose.
In a cinema, I look around and go, can anyone see me? There we go. Just rub my face a bit. There we go. I'm fine.
Yeah. David's used to me now. He's just like, oh, just carry on. I don't mind anymore. You know? Oh dear. On that teary note, we shall leave it there. So thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry if I babbled on a lot. I shall be back again to run the ship. So from all of us, we shall see you all next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye bye.